Hello, I'm Iza Whelan, and this is Iza Whelan Writes, Stories for Adults, where together we are on a journey to discover each other's stories, sometimes the very intimate, the humorous, and the educational. It is January, I have to look at the date, 8th, even though I just looked at the date 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago. Okay, it was 5 minutes ago, but still. It is January 8th, it is 3:30 in the morning, and this is Date Log. Iza Whelan writes, what is happening in her world? What is happening in your world? Oh no, don't tell me. I know what's happening in your world. It is hard out there. It is hard out there, isn't it? And it is. It is very hard out there. Very, very hard. And I know it's hard. And so many of you are afraid. You don't know what's happening next, or you're excited, or you're angry, or you are suffering financial hardship, or somebody in you that you love is sick, or you've been locked away for months and you haven't had a real hug, or you know, you just, after all the blows of 2020, you're just so not ready for 2021. I know, but sometimes we have to make choices. You know, there are so many stories of overcoming. I think about the Von Trapp family. Was it the Von Trapp family? It wasn't just them, but it was somebody else. It was somebody else, actually, who the bad guys were invading, the Nazis were invading, and there were children, and they were Jewish, and they were Catholic. And, you know, it wasn't just conjecture. Their lives were in real danger. It's been recorded again and again and again. And I knew a woman who'd actually been in a concentration camp. She was a Catholic, but she was Russian. And she was in a concentration camp when she was young. And her parents were killed when a bomb hit her house. Her parents were doctors. She came from a affluent family. And the war came to her house when she was a child. She was orphaned and then put in a prison camp and forced to work for the invaders. So I know that stuff like that happens. And so there's this story about, I don't know, I should look it up, about a woman, a nun. Was it Heidi? Who was it? There were these children, these orphans, and they went over the Alps to escape the Nazis. They didn't give up. They had nothing. But they went over the Alps. They went through it to escape. They endured it to the end. There are sad stories too. You've got Anne Frank, who lived in that attic and then ended up in a Nazi camp anyways. But you've got other stories. And sometimes it's a matter of who you're going to be, too. Through no fault of her own, Anne Frank was captured. But sometimes we just lay down and we let the hurt and the fear, and we let it all overcome and we let it win. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. I did that. I've done that. I've been there. Just the not knowing how to fix things, not knowing, trying very hard to be happy, determined to get something out of life, but at the same time spending months of just asleep, letting things pile up and get away from you. Some of us can look around us, and you can look at the stuff, literally look at what's piling up around you. So I've been there. And I know that it has to be, for me, a conscious choice to live in these days. And I'm going to do that. And I invite you to do that with me. That's my 2021 word of the year. If you have a word of the year and you want to share it, find me on Twitter at Iswellen. You can also find me. There are some things happening. Twitter has been cracking down on adult content, on banners and profile pictures, and trying to control what children, I assume, see, maybe, rather than let parents control children, what children see. And as a parent who failed there, I mean, I get that. But at the same time, I don't like the idea of anybody telling me what I can do, the information that I get, what I know, what I learn. I mean, anybody, a stranger, a company. I don't like that idea. Just on principle. And there is a website that is being built. It's actually in beta right now. And it is a social media platform. It seems to be, right, a little bit between Twitter and Facebook. But it is, I'm sure there will have abilities to block, to protect yourself, to self-police. But it is a not safe for work platform that will be safe to post your content and to share your words and your pictures and your thoughts and your ideas. It will be probably community driven, community policed. I'm not sure all the details. I just joined, and I'm probably going to move my poetry account there just on principle. Not that I have this great, you know, my 1,000 followers. Woo! But I shared that for me, and if I know fewer people, I could be even more honest. Oh my goodness, what might you find out about Iswellen, Lost Darling Girl, on this new platform? So that is coming in 2021, and I'm really excited about it. Biggest promise is Twitter has had the capability for who knows how long to give their users an edit. And they are so arrogant and pompous and control freakish that they won't do it. I mean, come on. What is the deal with an edit button, Twitter? I'm done. I just, especially for the poetry, my Iswellen account will stay open because I do have some readers there. And I do have some interaction there, especially with the podcast. But yeah, why... They can give us fleets, but they can't give us an edit. They can give us voice, which is being rolled out, but they can't give you an edit. Give me a break. Is that not a control freakish, what is it, passive aggressive, just bit of idiocy that we don't need to deal with? Yeah. Can you tell? Do I have a bit of a soapbox moment there? Yes. Why, yes, I do. When I think about it, it makes me really upset. Which is silly. I mean, it's just a silly thing, but that's the point. So there's that. There's this new platform that I'm hoping to be on and be sharing on. It's UK-based, so they might have some different rules. We already know that some of the obscenity laws and the sex law, they're a little different over there than they are in America. So it's going to be a place where you can get comfortable, and I hope it will not work if there aren't a lot of people. And I'm really hoping for the maker's sake that that happens, and just for the functionality that they have. There's a paid option and a free option. Why would they do that? Well, because it costs money to run these things. You gotta have servers and this, that, and the other thing. And I'll probably put my money where my mouth is one way or another. Either a lump sum, or you can subscribe, or I don't know, but it is something that I think I wanna support. Next thing, I have a book coming out at the end of January. It's called Finding Her Luck. It is a fairy tale, but it is not based on any other fairy tale. It is my fairy tale. It is wholly my fairy tale. Corin is a young woman born under two blood red moons, cursed with no luck. And, And the man that ends up being her man, is not entirely human. I also have, and I'm sharing this for other authors. if you don't know, and you probably make fun of it, and none of my author's friends are really getting it, but I'm on TikTok, okay? Why? Why? I thought that was just for kids. Actually, there's a whole 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old thing on there. They have these great things about Gen Xers that are just really hilarious and so right on. I can't even tell you how right on they are. But there are readers there, and they're curious, open-minded, interested readers in new things, okay? That's right there, is finding readers. On Facebook, it's a little harder because they tend to get in little groups. You get in your little groups, and everybody's in your group, and I like this, and I like this, and thus far and no farther. I don't really want to step outside my zone, and it's hard to connect with your readers who are curious about new stuff. So it's hard to grow my favorite genre, Omegaverse. And I have been encountering, there's this whole book talk thing and reader talk and author talk thing that is very positive environment. And there are a lot of readers who are like, ooh, that sounds good. I'm going to go check that out. Did you hear me? I mean, I stepped in it. Somebody had said there was somebody else on Facebook who... Actually, she was another writer, and she's like, oh my gosh, you guys, you're missing it. There's this whole kink talk thing as well. And you're like, kink talk with 16 and children? No, it's 27-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-old kink talk. And they're educating these younger kids who have seen movies or read books that gave bad, and you know what I'm talking about, that gave bad examples. And they're talking about the bullying and the unhealthy and this, that, and the other thing. But oh, there's that there too. And this woman, she was like, you're missing a market. You're missing a market. And it's not just one age group. And so that's why I'm telling you that I'm on whatever it's called, TikTok. I have videos. I've been, I'm almost finished with my series on what the heck is Omegaverse and blah, blah, blah. And yes, it's ridiculous. And God forbid my children should find it. Oh, Lord. I have one kid who would just look at it and show his friends just to be ridiculous. Oh, Lord, don't let my children ever read my books. Don't let my children ever read my books. Ah! Don't let anybody who knows me in real life read my books. Why? Because people want to put you in your little slot and label you up. You're this, 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 and the other thing, and you can't be anything else. This is how I perceive these labels. This is how I understand you, and you can't be anything else. And that goes, that's a pretty much a universal idea, actually. And my life mission is to not do that. That is what this podcast is all about. Your story is your story. It's yours. And it is important that you tell it so that I can have a chance to understand you. It is not important that you tell it so that I get to argue with you about how it's not right, how I don't agree with it, how it's, judge it, it's too kinky, it's not kinky enough, it labels this, it says this, whatever. I don't get to do that. The value of your story is that it helps me know you and understand you. And it doesn't matter in what form you tell it, because a little bit of us comes out in our creative writing as much as it comes out in our nonfiction writing. Your story is important, and I'm passionate about that. And that is my life's, I don't, you know, care if you're a really horrible person. I mean, I get really fascinated with serial killer stories. If there was like a, I mean, they would never have it because you don't want to glorify that and that, this, that, and the other thing. But what made the serial killer? What was the mindset? What did they get out of it? Were they ever afraid? I mean, there is stuff there about being human that I can learn from. Don't be that. But yeah, I'm fascinated by that. Even that kind of story is important. I don't want to bury my head in the sand and say that I could never have anything common with that person, because I'm sorry, I don't agree. I think that we all start from the same kind of egg and sperm and DNA, and that there are some basic components, and some of us are missing some and some of us have extra. Are you extra? But there might be something in that serial killer that I could relate to that might scare me, that I relate to that. And I'd be like, oh, there's a bit of selfishness there. I don't want to be that. I didn't see it from that angle. I see it now. Thank you for telling your story. There's value in all that. So, okay. New platform. Book coming out. Sharing on TikTok. What else? Oh my gosh. I was thinking of creating a Discord for my readers. I may not need to do that now because there's this new platform. But I do want to tell you that I have a Goodreads group as well. As an author, my thing has been to spread myself all over the internet like butter on toast and see what sticks. The Goodreads group I have actually handed over kind of to two moderators who are awesome. They don't stop and ask me about stuff. They talk to each other and they just do it. And I love them. They are amazing. I am so thankful for them. One reason is it's hard for me to run a group about my favorite genre and not feel like I'm showing favoritism for my own stuff. I couldn't get other authors to participate as much, and it felt awkward. So with them taking over and really doing everything, I'm still a moderator and I can still just be like, I'm going to do this, you know, but for the most part, they're like, we're going to do this. And I'm like, yes. So the Goodreads group is all the alphas, male, female, Omegaverse, and more. And we also have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Facebook. And yes, those extra social medias were my idea. Why? Because I love this genre, because it comes in so many different things, because it's primal, it's raw, it's unique, it's different, because I can play with it, I can do things with it. I can take my writing to unique extremes with it. And just because I think it's hot. I just like it. I have always liked it. I guess I've always had a little bit of a Beauty and the Beast thing going on. You know, Thundercats, the actual Beauty and the Beast, all of that. I've always, and I've liked the Beast more than the you know, don't humanize too much. When I was young, I didn't have a lot of friends, and I had a lot of animals, and good Lord, yes, there were some things in this kid's head. You probably relate if you follow me at all. Oh, I can't believe people are going to listen to me say this stuff. Yes, I still clutch my pearls. I'm on that thing between being really honest and I have a problem with not being honest anyways. It's if there's an elephant in the room, and I always feel like this is an elephant that I need to explain. In fact, you know, I don't know how, no wonder I don't sleep. There's so many elephants around me. I got to talk to all of them. So there's that, the Goodreads group, and it's growing. It's important that it grows. If you're an Omegaverse author or you have a favorite one, invite them to the group. We will do books of the month. We will encourage them. They are so allowed to post their stuff in the author thread. They are allowed to interact with readers. You are allowed to talk to people as long as you stay really positive. There's no other author bashing. You're not allowed to go and say, well, this author said that or did that. We're not doing that. This is for the readers, and it'll be awesome, and it'll be incredible. And I will promote you. In fact, at the end of the month, I would love to host my first, well, not first law. It's actually, I've been doing it for a while because I think it's such a great idea. I keep doing it. It seems to work. An Omegaverse party with not just me, but with other Omegaverse authors. Why? Because it's a growing genre, and there are a lot of women who love the jealous, possessive, over-the-top hero, and that describes your Omegaverse hero. So I'll be doing a party for my book launch with other authors. doesn't, as long as you got a book at on Amazon, you are welcome to join the party. I would love to have you. If you have a favorite author, give them a poke. Say, Isabelle's doing a party and she wants to promote you and do this, and she'll show you how to do it and all of that. I did have a question about those Facebook parties. I talked a little bit about that in with Lawrence. Lawrence is just amazing. The way he does his parties, they are so fun. His graphics are fun. And he's just a fun guy, right? And his books are fun. And his whole attitude, and you go in and he's like, "Hi, you know, here I'm this guy. And, you know, but don't worry. I've got this, that." And it's really funny. And he's a great guy. He's going against romance type, which is awesome. Just, I mean, people. He's not staying in his lane, and I love that. So author parties on Facebook are this thing. They're takeovers. You get an hour or half an hour. You go to the group. A lot of groups want them because it's content, and they want to have content to keep their group members engaged. No content or just one person posting all the time. If you're an author and you have a group and you're just posting your stuff all the time, even the people who love you get kind of bored. Having different stuff going on is really fun. It's engaging. It's encouraging. You get conversation going on. And that seems to be the best way that I found to run a Facebook group. So parties are an author comes in and has a takeover. You introduce yourself. You introduce your book. You do a couple posts about your books. You can have a naughty party. I'm not very good at parties. Or naughty game. I'm not very good at games. There are a couple games that people do, like the predictive tactics games, that are always really funny. But I'm not great at them. And when there's not a lot of engagement, I'm definitely that Cancer who's like, "Ooh, I can't believe I did that. Let me just take that away. Don't look at that." So it's hard for me to do a game because it requires engagement. I can ask open-ended questions, though, and I'm better at those and better at being silly. That's my kind of forte. You can do a giveaway, give away a digital book, give away some swag, a postcard, a bookmark, you know, give away some stuff. Excuse me, I think I'm going to cough maybe. I don't know. And then you close it. You can share all your books. You can share one book. You can share a cover reveal. You give your Amazon links. You give your social media links. You talk. When people comment, you talk to them. You reply to every comment you get if you can, because that builds that engagement. That builds your readers. That connects you with readers. You're not, the goal isn't to try to stand on the corner and say, "Hey, buy my book." The goal is to create readers and friends, and it's a ton of fun. Not really, actually. Doing a party in a dead group can be kind of demoralizing, but there's even benefits to that, because that party stuff still goes through the feed on Facebook of 1,500, 200, 3,000 people that are not your friends. They see that stuff. It comes through their feed, and if they have followed that group, if they clicked the little thingy. So there's positivity. Why be in a Goodreads group? Because every time somebody comments on your book, they get an email update. Maybe once a week, maybe for everyone. It depends. Some people ignore them. Some people, if they're some readers, and they tend to be the readers who are your super fans and your reviewers, they check. They want to hear from you. That's a good thing. That, you know, for every 1,000 readers that you have, or 500 or 10, that one super fan is the one that's going to find you another 100 readers. And finding those people, I mean, if you're listening and you are one of my fans, I love you. I am thankful for you. I am grateful for you. I hope you got a Christmas card, because you are worth the time it took to write out those handwritten messages. You are worth the time it takes for me to spend talking to you, to hearing what you think, what you feel. If you message me about it, but I gave a beta read to one to Diane. She's amazing. She's like, "I'm really scared. How is this going to turn out? Am I going to like this book? I'm a little tense here about this couple." She gave me a wonderful glowing review and then recommends my book all the time. All the time. She's just a beautiful person. And I am so that, I mean, that's why I write, really, because I connected with her. It's not about money. It's about telling a story and having it heard, even if it's a smutty one. It's about the audience. It's about communicating with you. One thing that I did and will do in my next Alpha books is the main characters never say, I love you. Not once. The word love comes up. They have might think it. They might have kind of loving feelings, overwhelming feelings of love. But I actually go out of my way to avoid saying it. Why? Well, it was a challenge as a writer, but also because we all define love and what it means to us differently. The word itself doesn't necessarily mean to you what it means to me. And I wanted readers to feel it. So when readers come to me and they tell me they like my books, that means to me they got it. They felt it. And that is as a writer, oh man, that means I'm doing my job. That's why I write. That, I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes. It's just so important to me. So there's that. There's the Goodreads group. How to have a Facebook party. I'm going to have an Omegaverse Facebook party. New social media platform with an edit. Oh, people, if you've ever read any tweets by me, this doesn't mean that I still won't have tweets that need editing. Okay, let's just be really honest. But now I have the capability, right? Now I have no reason to cry. Oh my goodness. So I think that's all my updates so far. Book coming out. I'm on TikTok. Yes. Is there another social media platform I'm missing? I don't know. There are readers on TikTok. I've been on there almost 6 months, but in the last 5 days, you know, since a few days over Christmas break, I've been posting a little bit more, and it's not taking me very long. They are great about the follows and the refollows. I think I have, I'm 300, 400 people now. Every time I post, I get more. And these are readers, and some of these, there's funny stuff on TikTok and thirst traps. What's a thirst trap? I don't know. Go look. There are people I want to interview so bad. Oh gosh, there's so many amazing voices on TikTok. If I could get them on the phone, oh Lord, it would be so good. You guys would enjoy it. It would be so fun to have those conversations. I could just imagine. Could you please say, no, there's some things I don't want to hear from anybody. But okay, so I have been recording for almost 30 minutes. I just wanted to give you an update. Please stay on and listen. I'm going to share something from my dear friend Zane, and I'm also going to share Quincy's hug. If you haven't heard it on Twitter, you might need this. Have a great day.
Hey, kid. I just wanted to talk real quick. I know it's been rough since we lost your parents. I need you to promise me that you'll be safe, alright? I don't want to lose you too.
My opinion on humanity? Ever marching forward, ever hopeful, and ever so annoying. But they make good alcohol, so I guess I can let that pass.
I was wondering when you lot get back to the tavern. Somebody has to pay for these damages, and it certainly isn't going to be me.
Nobody sings that song on my ship. Next person to sing even a single note ends up in the barrel.
Well, that's not very nice of him, now is it? He's going around stabbing people. All they wanted was his coin purse.
Oh, no. You did great. You did perfect. It's marvelous, alright? It's supposed to be on fire when you're done with it. Yeah,
That's why we have fire extinguishers, right? You'll see. It'll look absolutely amazing as soon as the smoke clears.
I've been around for longer than your species has memories. And I've seen every empire rise and fall. God and mortal alike. Only the humans have the resolve to keep trying.
One of the most compelling pictures I think I've ever seen in my life is the picture of the Earth from space. Specifically, the moon. A vantage point that gives you distance. So you can see it for what it is. A little blue globe, helpless and alone, floating in the middle of this void. On a galactic scale, on a universal scale, this dot, this speck is nothing, really. It's one of many dots and specks hurling itself around in the cosmos. But this is our dot, our little speck. What might seem like not even worth a pit stop to an interstellar traveler, someone that jets around from star to star, might not even notice this little speck, this cloudy marble. Yet for us, it's everything, isn't it? It's everything we've ever known. And for every human being that has ever existed, it's everything we will ever know. That might be different for future generations, but for right now, this little vulnerable blue speck is, it's home. Almost more than that. It's us. It's us. The relationship of this Earth of ours to the cosmos around it is similar to our relationship to ourselves in the world we live in. Oftentimes we find ourselves just hurtling around. Hopefully in some kind of pattern, maybe, but sometimes completely vulnerable, feeling helpless in the void around us. I know that feeling. I know what that feels like, to be so full of life, so full of dynamic energy, with the ability to sustain so much for so long, and somehow still feel completely and totally alone. In recent times, it's only gotten worse. We feel so disconnected from the things around us. And when we do feel connected, it's not always a good one. And sometimes that makes it worse. From our vantage point, it seems like everything and everyone is so far away that it would take eons just to get to the next living body. Unless we're bombarded and pelted by things coming in from the spaces around us. Hopefully they burn up on entry and don't cause too much damage, and every now and again something else happens. We don't always know what's going to happen. And yet we still float around. and sometimes float around feeling alone. It is because I know that feeling. It's because I've been in that space. That when I see you, I smile at you. I smile because I'm happy to see you. I like the sight of you. Waiting. I don't know if it's in anticipation or what it is. It's really just you there. That sight in and of itself makes me smile, and I want you to know that I'm happy to see you. And I would hope to see the corners of your lips curl up just a little, so that my smile is just a mirror of your own. I love giving hugs. I'm a hugger. I just am. Always have been. There's something about it that helps connect us. You can feel something in a hug that can't be expressed in any other way. And there are times when I'm craving a hug and nothing else will do. I see that in you now. And all I want to do is give you a hug. And so I come in. I come in for this hug. I bend my head just a little so I can look you right in the eyes. I want you to see sincerity in my eyes. I want you to know that I want to be here. I want this moment to be framed in just the right way so that you know the space between us that's been created has been created with compassion and care and love. So when I say, I am so very glad to see you, I really, really hope you believe it, because I really, really mean it. My right arm goes up and above your shoulder. I want that to be the one that draws you in. My left arm goes down and below your right. I want that to be the one that keeps you there. My hands won't touch when they reach your back, and I won't necessarily pull you in. What I want to do is create a gravity between us, so you can just fall and sink into the comfort of this hug. And hold on to you. Hold you close to me. I want you to feel how much I really want you here. I'll start at my elbows. I want that energy to flow into my forearms and tense my forearms in your spine. Spread my fingers across your back. Draw you closer. And inch my hands a little further and make that hug a little deeper. And then slowly breathe in so you can feel my heartbeat in my chest. So that you can feel my warmth take up area around you. My warmth against you, surrounding you. And I'll squeeze. Not too tight. Not too tight. Just enough to let you know that I'm here. That I'm with you. For as long as you need. And I'm not going anywhere. I want this to be one of those hugs. One that makes you feel safe and comforted and wanted and desired. I want you to feel loved. Whatever kind of love that needs to be. And I'll give you a... right in your ear. Because I want you to know that this is a mutual experience that I'm satisfied to. That I really probably need this hug as much as you do. And I really want you to enjoy it. I don't want you to feel alone. I don't want you to feel lonely. I don't want you to feel like you're the only one. I want you to know that someone else is with you. I might not be able to change it for the whole rest of your life or every aspect of your existence, but right here, right now, you're not alone. And if there's any way that I can impart some of this energy into you that you can take with you, so you always know, then I will. In this hug, in this time, I look at that picture, that little blue marble nestled in the darkness of the void, and sometimes I'm actually encouraged. Sometimes I don't see the void as a void. Sometimes I see that little marble nestled in the palm of someone's hand. And maybe that's what the darkness is. Maybe it only feels like we're alone. Maybe if we can take some of the sentiment, some of the energy, some of the feelings that we get from every interaction, that we can find our way. And just maybe we won't feel so alone. Maybe we can recognize our own light and our own life. How dynamic and interesting we are. And how full of life we are. If there's anything that I can do to help you feel like that, just tell me. And I'm right there. And if what I can do for you is give you just a really, really good hug, well, then I'm right there with that too. Anytime you feel like you need one, you come back and get it. So come in here. Let me hold you. Come get this hug.
Go get your hug. Come on. I'm hugging you too. You're not alone. It's hard. It's ugly. But we can do this. We will do this. This isn't propaganda. This is humanity. We have to choose. We have to decide. We have to offer the hand up. We have to reach out. We have to hug from across the street. A smile, a wave, whatever it is. You know that song, oh, by the Five Stair Steps? When was it written? Let's see. It was written in, it's not coming up. I have an overview, lyrics, artists, everything, but I'm not getting the, I don't know. It's a song from the 70s, very obviously. There are lots of songs like this. Sometimes it's good to just put it on and listen to it or sing it to yourself, even if you can't sing. Sometimes it's good to do things just because it feels good, even if you're not very good at it. You know, create art, draw with crayons, paint, sing, dance. Do something creative, even if you're not very good at it, with nobody looking, just for you, you know? But that song, I sang it to, maybe it was Quincy, I don't know, but it comes to mind, you know. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. You know it, right? You know this song. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter. Hope is an important thing. It is more valuable than we can imagine. And if I could give you hope and a hug today, if I could just put it in like water form and give it to you to drink, I guess it's audio form. I just want to infuse you with hope. Don't give up. Your story is important. Even if I don't agree with it, you are important. Have a great day.